A couple of ideas that are related to Sukkos and that's related to our Sukkah in particular. And hopefully we'll answer the question that Bruce had, and Yosef had, and they didn't even know they had questions on it. But here is the idea. The idea is, number one, we mentioned this, but I just want to mention it again. And that is when you build your Sukkah, you want to make sure that your Schach comes on after your walls. The same way a person builds a house, they build their walls, and then they put their roof up. If it happens the other way, then it's considered ta'aseh v'lo mina asoy, because the pasuk says chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha, the holiday of Sukkos you shall make for you. So make for you means you actually have to make it that way, as opposed to if you were to somehow create a sukkah without building it upward from walls to schach, then it would be problematic. So practical applications of that are today's metal frame sukkahs, where you put the schach up on top before you put the walls up. That's a practical one. Another practical one is impractical, certainly in California, but certainly in hurricane areas you have this issue, and that is if you have a sukkah that you put up appropriately, and then a hurricane or wind that blew off your schach, but luckily you are in the apartment below, so the apartment above you blew off their schach and landed on the one below you, and I had it happen to me once, right? So your schach, you have a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Schach came on after the walls. Fantastic. But you didn't do it. Therefore, tasa v'lo menasoi, that sukkah is actually possible as well. Even though it's a totally covered sukkah, obviously the schach didn't fall exactly on the whole deal. Yeah, so once you have an issue such as, once you have an issue of tasa v'lo menasoi, how do you make it, how do you rectify that issue? Well, you can take the schach down. You don't need to do that. You just have to lift the schach up a tefach in all areas. Throughout the sukkah, you have to lift it up a tefach, and that would be enough. So even in a scenario where you did do it first, then you put up the schach first, and then it would be okay if you lifted the schach up. Now, we wouldn't even be able to do this on Yom Tov, because that would be a tikkun, that would be a metakin mana. It's if you're creating something there, you wouldn't be able to do on Yom Tov. This is the biggest issue that people have. So you invite over to someone's sukkah, like, everything's perfect, except they put the schach up on top before they put the walls, and nobody knows, right? So nobody knows, right? So that's what you always want to ask. You know, you're good at sukkahs, right? How did you get the schach up so beautifully? Like, oh, put it up before I put the walls. Great, I'll just have a shahakal, yeah? So that's one. Another thing to look at is decorations, something that is a common mistake when it comes to decorations. If your decorations hang, the bottom of the decoration hangs more than 3 tvachim from the schach, then you're no longer sitting under schach, you're sitting under decoration. So even though you pulled the decoration all the way to the top of the schach, but it's hanging down too far, so if it's hanging down more than 3 tvachim, it's no longer lava to the schach, and therefore it's as if it's a new entity, and therefore you're sitting under that new entity. So oftentimes, when you go to someone's sukkah and you sit down, number one, the lights might hang down too low, if you have a big set of lights. Or number two, they just have decorations that hang in the middle, because that's the most beautiful place to put decorations, obviously. So you have to go in, when you sit down and you go into that sukkah, you have to be like, oh honey, I think you should sit here. That's the best seat for you. I'm going to sit in this one. She'll sit, because she's pater, technically, from sukkah. You're chayiv, the man is chayiv in sukkah. So she'll sit under the area where that decorations hang down too low. Similarly, it's the same thing if you have eaves that hang over. You have a roof line that hangs over, a permanent roof, and you have schach under that roof. It doesn't matter if there's schach under it, but because either a roof line or a tree is hanging over that, you can't actually sit under those things. Those are the more common scenarios. It's the schach one. So our hanging decorations usually go to the corners. They go to the corners where people are not eating, or in the center of the table where people aren't leaning forward and eating in the center of the table. Those are the places where you put the low-hanging fruit. That's where you put the low-hanging schach, so it doesn't actually interfere with it. Those are some things to know. Now here you have the concept of what's known as pesel hayotzim and hasukkah. Pesel, even though it is, we refer to Pesel as referring to as Avodah Zarah, but in Talmudic terminology, in Gemara terminology, the word Pesel is actually somewhat of an acronym, and it actually is a reference to just the Schach itself. Pesel is referring to Schach from the word Psolet, which is what your Schach usually comes from some dregs of something. So that is, Gemara says, Psolet Gorn V'yekev is what your Schach can be made out of. So that's schach kasher. There's a concept called pesel hayotze min hasukkah. There's two versions of what pesel hayotze min hasukkah is. We're going to quote you the practical version that relates to us. Pesel hayotze min hasukkah, imagine you have three walls. Wall one is over here. Wall two is over here. Wall three is over here. Okay? So wall three is over here. The third wall, which comes out of the back wall, so two walls come out of the back wall. So the back wall, and then on the left side is one wall, and on the right side is a small wall. It's only a small little wall. And then you have schach that covers the whole thing. Schach that covers the whole thing. But if I sit in the far upper corner, where there's only one wall and two wall, I don't actually have schach. I don't have a wall in that third corner, right? But I have this wall. I have this wall, and then all I have is this. I have this little tiny third wall. That third wall, let's say 27 inches, basically. Seven tefachim on the whole thing. So what do you do with the rest of that? What's the story with the rest of that wall over here? You don't have a fourth wall. You just have the rest of that. So the Gemara says that's called Psolet Gorin V'Yekiv. That's called, Pesel HaYotzi Min HaSukkah. Pesel HaYotzi Min HaSukkah, even though there is no wall there, we consider that to be an extension. But because of the fact that this wall, the large wall, is extending all the way out, we consider the whole thing almost as if it's squared off, and therefore it's going to be kosher. So that works with regards to the shul sukkah. On the shul sukkah view, we have the back wall, we have the lattice wall, we even have this wall that comes on the southern side. You have this wall, but that little corner one doesn't really count. Then you have that side wall. So that side wall only goes partial, away. That's still okay, because that little jut out that Bruce is actually referring to, that jut out actually counts as a wall. You don't even need the far wall. So that jut out, that little thing that what we call the kitchen window, juts out as a wall. That's okay, because as long as this one is fully schacht, then it can go through that way. In actuality, there may be even permissibility, even if on this wall there wasn't schacht that went the whole way, but the schacht was on the other side, it technically might be okay as well in that scenario. So if you're dealing with a classic square sukkah, you don't really have that issue. It's not actually coming about. But if you have other types of sukkahs like we have, or in Bruce's scenario, you have a similar type of scenario in your sukkah where you have the wall with the windows, you have the wall with the fence, right? And then you have the barbecue side wall, and that would have been enough. You don't even need the other one.
You have the other one too.
So you have four walls in your sukkah. That's the key. You have four, right? So you have four. But the point of that is that really you wouldn't necessarily even need the fourth wall, either the barbecue wall you wouldn't need or the other side. You can take that down, and then you would be okay. That would be considered enough.